ya lo hace, pierna derecha, directo al arco, golazo, golazo.
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
Good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today for Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. The Champions League is back. Yes. It's back, and it's going to be a busy day in the Champions League. 8 games today, 8 games tomorrow. We'll preview and mention the schedule of those 2 days on today's show. Tomorrow, we're taking a little bit of an unexpected day off. I'm out of town for the day tomorrow, and Dwayne is still recovering from a very difficult cold that he's having right now. It's more than a cold. It's a flu, and it's a real flu, and he's bedridden, so... speedy recovery to Dwayne. I'm holding the fort until he comes back, hopefully for Thursday's show. But wow, the Champions League is back. But before we start talking about the Champions League, I guess I felt something in the air yesterday. I was talking about Michael Starry yesterday and the possibility of changes with the Earthquakes, San Jose Earthquakes, after the season. Well, I guess someone was listening to the show and decided to do it now. Michael Starry is out as head coach of the San Jose Earthquakes, and replaced by assistant coach Ralston for the remaining 6 games of the season, while Alex Cavallo will serve as an assistant on Ralston's staff as well. The Earthquakes have begun their search for a permanent head coach. Here is the statement by general manager Jesse Fioranelli. "I would like to thank Michael and Alex for their hard work and professionalism this season," said Earthquakes general manager Jesse Fioranelli. "Michael has qualities both as a person and a coach that will be missed by players, staff, and the front office alike. We felt we needed a change and decided that the 6 remaining games represent an opportunity for all of us to begin heading in a new direction and to evaluate our options actively with a single goal in mind, to strengthen our first team for the upcoming season and beyond." It was a tough year for the Earthquakes so far. 20 points, a league low 20 points, 4 wins only for the Earthquakes this year, and a few moments of WTF as well for Michael Starry and the Quakes. Just go back a few months ago, the famous, now infamous, game and decision in Montreal. You can look on our archives of our YouTube page where I did a special show late that night because I was getting so many messages from people in San Jose. Said, "What the heck happened, Kevin? What happened in Montreal? What happened with the sub and the sub for the sub and then the arguments on the sideline?" And so I made a special show, and on that show I was like, well, I wouldn't be surprised if come Monday morning he's not there anymore. It took a few months more than anticipated, but it happened. Michael Starry and assistant Alex DeCrook are out as head coach and assistant manager of the San Jose Earthquakes. There's going to be a big roster overhaul as well for the Earthquakes. Who knows where Wondolowski will play, if he'll continue to play next year. You can bet that he'll play the next 6 games. He'll probably start. They'll do whatever they can in their options to make sure that Chris Wondolowski has a shot of breaking Landon Donovan's all-time goal-scoring record in Major League Soccer. But this is not a surprising move. The timing, sure, there was 6 games left. They could have rode the Starry wave of another 6 games. What would have been the difference? They're probably going to finish last in the Western Conference and the whole league anyways. But for me, it was the camel. Well, it was a straw that broke the camel's back, as we say. Kansas City 5, San Jose 1, a tough defeat. And this was enough. This season has been difficult for San Jose Earthquakes fans. Not only is the results not there, the way the team played is not enticing to the fans. Assistance has been dwindling. To be fair, they've never really been that strong at Avaya Stadium, and it's been a struggle since the opening of that stadium and the Buckshaw was Buckshaw, right? It was terrible, and it was like not even. We're not going to get there, but you want a rise of the momentum of the franchise, of the club in your market. And for me, this is not just on Michael Starry, not just on Alex the Crook. It is on Jesse Fiorinelli, the general manager of the team, but it's on the owner's part too. We've talked about this before on this show, the lack of investment, not just on the players, but on everything surrounding the promotion, the marketing, the feel of that team, the importance of that team in its own market. It's barely relevant, and they have a potential to be really big. One of the most populated area in the entire United States, the San Francisco Bay Area, San Jose, Oakland, San Francisco, and every town between San Mateo, Santa Clara, and so on. And there's a big place there for soccer. Soccer is a very popular sport by players over there. It's an amazing part of town and, well, an amazing part of the country. I have to say, I've been to the Bay Area once a few years ago, and it was quite impressive. It's stunning. The weather is amazing. It's beautiful. It has a lot of potential. And that potential always feels untapped to me, the way the owners themselves treat the earthquakes. And I truly feel this has the potential to be a big club, a big franchise in this league if they would treat it accordingly. If they would use what they have to make sure that this could be very impactful. The amount of big companies in the Silicon Valley area that could be of help to this franchise is unheard of. Like, come on, do something. Go to Palo Alto, get Facebook to be on your jersey. There's a lot that can be done if you treat this franchise the way it should be treated. It could be a crown jewel of Major League Soccer, but it isn't until now. It's not treated as such. It's treated as an afterthought. Fans are starting to treat this as an afterthought, and I think it's really a shame. Now, will we see a 180 degrees change coming the next year? Maybe not. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take moves from the front office to gain the confidence of the fans back, to gain confidence of players. Because let's face it, you want to attract good players. You want to make sure that in the next transfer window, you're relevant and you're enticing for players to decide to join your camp. It's not right now. It's not even close. So if San Jose, first of all, want to be a relevant sports entity in its own market with its fan base, and then with players to attract good players, they'll need a different mentality, yes. They'll need a new coach, obviously, because they're looking for a permanent head coach now. And, of course, it's Tuesday morning. Who are the favorites, you would say, for a head coach position? That's fascinating, yes. Who? There's a few names that have been bantering around Major League Soccer now. The Mark Dos Santos assistant in L.A., could get a shot. Maybe this could be a good position, but he might be touted in other places in Major League Soccer too. Thierry Henry's not going to San Jose. Let's forget that right now. If you're San Jose, do you go with Miguel Herrera, former Mexican national team coach and Club America coach? Or there's a lot of options out there. There's going to be more options. There's Caleb Porter, who is available to become a coach. We'll see what happens to him. Maybe he's going to be enticed by the job in LA as well. So there's two good coaching positions available in California. And it's a nice place to be. If I was a coach, I would move to California in a heartbeat. And probably more the Bay Area than LA. Why? First of all, because I don't like traffic. Second of all, because it's freaking warm in LA. And it's a bit better in the Bay Area. And I'm a cyclist, so I would love to cycle around the rolling hills of Davis and the Bay Area. But that's just me. That's just my personal preferences. If I'm a coach, what would make me want to join the Earthquakes right now? Not a whole lot. There's a nice stadium. That's it. There's a long bar at the stadium. And for now, this is what this club is still known for. So until there's a change of mentality from the top down, because it starts at the top. And the people at the top, just if you're an Ellie, for one instance, has to look behind his shoulder now, because they're not delivering the goods. They're not delivering not just the results on the field. Those are not there. 4 wins in 28 games, 6 games left, 20 points. Terrible. Abysmal. It's one of the worst seasons in MLS history. So, what do they need to change? Again, the coaching decision, choosing the permanent head coach, will be one important aspect. But changing the head coach without changing the mentality of which player do we get? Do we invest in 3 DPs? Do we want a name? Should we get a name to get the fans back? Look at DC. We were all wondering if Rooney would have been worth it. Well, I guess he was. And he has delivered on and off the pitch. Look at the stadium. It was not necessarily great the beginning of the opening of Audi Field with the supporters group fights against the front office of DC United. Eventually, they got the supporters group back in the fold. The atmosphere is now good. The stands are filled with fans. And Audi Field seems like the place to be to watch soccer right now. Yes, there's another great space, a great stadium in the league right now, too. But DC is relevant again. You already have your stadium, San Jose. You already have your brand new shining toy. You just need someone to play with that toy. Get a name. Get a recognizable figure. Invest money. Start wasting time. You might be better for it. And I truly feel that if San Jose uses all that it can to convince players and coaches to come to the Bay Area, use what you have that other teams don't. Use the weather. Use this. Okay, don't tell people how much it costs for rent, okay? Because that might not help. But pay for their apartment if you have to. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. You can be relevant again. And if you're a San Jose fan and you're listening to this, demand change. Demand relevancy. Demand a name that you have heard of before that is not 45 years old, that can come into your team, be effective on the pitch, fill the stands, and help change the mentality of this group. And you need to change the accountability of the general manager and of the head coach. This is the number one aspect for me if I was a San Jose Earthquakes fan. Teams need to be accountable. They started to be accountable yesterday morning by firing Michael Starry and Alex DeCrook. This needs to change too. Look at your roster. Overhaul that roster. Give chances to people that didn't get their chances. Make sure that you develop the young crop. Whatever happened to Tema Thompson, right? He was supposed to be a next great player in San Jose. Never been fully entrusted by this team. You need to embrace what you can be and not be afraid of your potential self. This needs to change in San Jose, and hopefully it will. Hopefully the decision to fire Michael Starry and Alex DeCrook is the first step into the Earthquake being relevant. Once again, the last time the Earthquakes were relevant is because Wondolowski scored 27 goals and they skewed the balance of power in the Western Conference, that they were maybe seen as better as they actually were. So for me, that's really important. And if you're a fan of this franchise, demand accountability right now. Demand change and demand a product that you can get behind on the field. Enough of me ranting. You know what starts today? You know what starts today. It's back, and there's 8 games today, 8 games tomorrow. Busy time in the Champions League to start match day 1 of 6 of the group stage. We have at 12:55 Eastern time today, Barcelona PSV Eindhoven. Put Barcelona in your parlay on this one. We have Inter Milan Tottenham Hotspurs. Apologies, that's what happens when you still have a cold for the last 3 weeks. Inter Milan, Tottenham Hotspurs at 12:55 p.m. Eastern today as well. Moving on to 3 p.m. this afternoon, Club Brugge versus Dortmund. Schalke 4 versus Porto, Monaco, Atletico Madrid. That one's fascinating. Liverpool, PSG. That one's amazing. An amazing matchup on match day one in the Champions League group stage. Liverpool and Paris Saint-Germain. Red Star Belgrade versus Napoli at 3 p.m. this afternoon. Galatasaray versus Lokomotiv Moscow. Galatasaray from Turkey. Lokomotiv Moscow from, well, Russia, Moscow, obviously. And those are the games today. If I had to choose a few games and put an old $2 and try to get most amount of money with a parlay, I'll choose three. I'm choosing Barcelona versus PSV Eindhoven. Barcelona at home. Done. I'm choosing Dortmund as well. Dortmund on the road, but facing Club Brugge. Dortmund should be able to win this game. Those are two games in my parlay, and I'm adding a third one. I'm taking Napoli, traveling to Red Star Belgrade, and Napoli on the parlay too. The fact that Dortmund and Napoli are on the road might give you a bit better odds, and your potential winnings will be maybe a bit higher. So I'm choosing Barcelona, Dortmund, and Napoli as my parlay for today. And of course, as we mentioned earlier during this show, tomorrow we won't be there. So I'm going to talk about tomorrow's game, and I'm going to do the same thing. Choose a parlay, three games that I feel are worth putting money on for tomorrow. By the way, if you're listening to this show right now live from Canada, you might be wondering, well, which channel am I going to watch it on? I can't see it in the schedules. I don't. Well, don't you remember? The Zone has the Champions League rights for the 2018-2019 season. So you need to stream. You need to fork out $20 a month and be a subscriber. Then you need a Chromecast or something of that effect plugged in your television to be able to stream those games or to cast those games to your television set. I've been watching The Zone for almost a year now, since 9 months, since MLS Live has been included in The Zone. And I have to say, I did have my reservations at the beginning, but technically speaking, the streams, probably because my internet is good. If you have a good internet connection with high bandwidth and not a problem with streaming, especially if you have a 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi connection, you should be really fine for HD streaming of those games. Connection has been great. Quality has been great. So I have nothing else to say. The only thing that I do miss is what I call the wrapping of games. So the pre-game, post-game, halftime coverage, those are missing, yes, with the Champions League on DAZN. And that's unfortunate. And if DAZN, if you're listening to me right now, I have a TV studio right here. I can make your pre-game, post-game, halftime coverage, whatever you need can be done. It's not that expensive. And we need to talk if you want this done. But I do feel that's what's missing in the DAZN coverage. We'll see how it goes today with a lot of games at the same time. We'll see if there's any issues. And if you do have issues in Canada with DAZN while watching the Champions League, let us know at SoccerTodaySPN and on my personal Twitter feed at Kev Larame. Tomorrow's games. Ajax versus AEK. So the team from the Netherlands versus the team from Greece. Shakhtar Donetsk from Ukraine versus Hoffenheim from the Bundesliga in Germany. Real Madrid Roma. That's another very fascinating game tomorrow. Real Madrid and Roma is a matchup that could be quite a cracker of a game. We'll see how Roma plays on the road at the Santiago Bernabeu, but this could be a great game tomorrow at 3 p.m. And tomorrow as well, Valencia versus Juventus. Cristiano Ronaldo's debut with Juventus in the Champions League. He has won the last three with Real Madrid. Finally, Cristiano Ronaldo scored his first two goals with Juventus last weekend. Now traveling to Spain, traveling to Valencia to face Valencia and Juventus. Looking for a great season in the Champions League. Let's face it, that's why they got Ronaldo. Not just to be on top of FIFA 19, but to as well be successful in the Champions League. Another fascinating matchup that maybe won't be as close as we would hope, but Benfica versus Bayern Munich tomorrow at 3 p.m. Plzeň, Victoria Plzeň versus CSKA Moscow tomorrow at 3 as well. Manchester City versus Olympique de Lyon at the Etihad Stadium is tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern as well. And the last game tomorrow, the last game of match day one, of six, is Young Boys from Switzerland, and Man United. And this game is interesting. So here's my parlay for Wednesday. I'm taking Offenheim going to Ukraine. Offenheim winning against Shakhtar Donetsk. I'm taking Real Madrid to win at home versus Roma. So that's two. And my third one is Man United at Young Boys. Those three teams should get the job done. Having two teams on the road, once again, will probably give you better odds than you would if you're just taking home teams. Maybe you'll take Juventus against Valencia, but okay, you want to have four, take those four. If you want to have three, take Offenheim, Real Madrid, and Man United. And those are good matchups, maybe a good way to transform your $2.20 or your $20 into $100. That might be the way to go for the match day number one of the Champions League. Now, to finish the show today, one thing that I think is fascinating too is the whole Serie B situation right now in Italy. If you don't know, I think it's been suspended indefinitely. I have to look more into this story, but that's a story that we will talk about when we come back on Thursday. We'll give a look at what happened in England as well on last weekend. The only thing I want to say right now is, well, Chelsea, 5 wins. Liverpool, 5 wins. It's looking pretty good for a few teams in the Premier League. Will those teams continue to do well in Europe this week? That's the question. Chelsea is not in the Champions League this year, but they are in Europa League. So we'll see for Thursday. We'll see if the English team in the Champions League can do better this year. You have in the Champions League this year Man City, Man United, you have Liverpool, and Tottenham Hotspurs. Tottenham is not having the best of beginning of the season, and they're traveling to Milan to face Inter Milan today. That might be the closest game involving an English team in Europe, at least in the Champions League. So we'll see what the results of that game is to understand the level of where each team is versus their rival. Liverpool-PSG should be a cracker of a game, let's face it. Paris Saint-Germain traveling to Anfield is, it might be difficult. It won't be easy. And there's controversies, who's going to be in the goal. The head coach Tuchel is having a little bit of a hard time managing egos of this team right now. But I have to say, I don't know if you missed this, but this weekend, PSG unveiled their new collection of Jordan kits and Jordan swag. Jordan, oh man, it looks beautiful. Black and white. You have the Jordan on one side, the black and white PSG crest on the other. Yeah, on est Paris. We are Paris. And this looks so beautiful. And hopefully, I can get my hands on one of those. It's almost all gone, so that will not be easy. But let's face it, we'll try to get one of those amazing hat. Or, well, I really like the third kit they have, the Jordan kit, where black and white and Jordan and the black and white crest. It just looks beautiful. It's simple. It's classy. It's timeless. I wish I can get one of those for my collection. Hope you enjoyed the show today. As always, you can follow us on social media at 24th Minute for Dwayne Rollins, who is sick right now. At Kev Larame for me. You can follow the show at Soccer Today SPN and the network at SportsPodNet. If you enjoy what we do, please consider supporting us on Patreon. Patreon.com/SportsPodcastingNetwork. $2, $5 a month goes a long way and helps us dedicate more time to the shows, helps us continue to improve the production values of the shows, and continues to motivate us to continue to bring you more coverage. And if you donate $2 and more every month to our Patreon page, you'll get access to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast, a Canadian soccer-only exclusive show for patrons. And we'll be back with this later this week. As soon as Dwayne is feeling better, we'll record the next edition of the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast. And it is going to be fascinating with the Canadian Premier League trials happening across the country in 2 weeks during Laval. It will be interesting. I'll try to get my my eyes on the tries there. It's not going to be easy because apparently it's behind closed doors. But why not? Why not? Kent PL, let me come in. Let me watch the trials. I'm fascinated to see the level of the tryouts. And I want to see that happen. It is going to be a fascinating time over the next year in Canadian soccer with the rise of the Canadian national team, women and men, World Cup next year, Women's World Cup next year, and the Canadian Premier League debut next year. Make sure you give us a $2 a month pledge to get access to this exclusive show. And as always, you can find the podcast version of this show anywhere you get your podcasts. Look for Soccer Today, look for SPN, the Sports Podcasting Network, and you will find this show. You like to listen to the video portion where you can see my face and the studio, our nice little blue studio here. Well, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. Just click the big subscribe button right underneath right here, right now, and click on the notification bell to make sure you are notified every time we go live. As always, that is the tradition. Until next time, my name is Kevin Larame, and have a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.